Next, I want to talk about the psychological keys to achieving your goals. Now, what I want you to do, what we're going to ask you to do in your workbook, is to write down your three biggest business goals that you want to accomplish in the next 5 years, and the three biggest business goals that you want to accomplish in the next year. Now, you really should do the same exercise with your personal goals as well, which might, or at least probably should, include some of your business goals. So personal goals could be things like spending more time with my family. Once again, we would want to be very specific in terms of number of hours per day or week or month. And personal goals could include things like your health, etc. But right now we're talking about business goals here. You can do it personally as well. Once again, I want you to write down your three biggest business goals that you want to accomplish in the next 5 years, and the three biggest business goals that you would want to accomplish in the next year. Next thing that you're to do is you want to write down your goals in the present tense. So we talked about goals being specific, having a deadline, and being aggressive. And now we're talking about present tense. Okay? So one example would be, I generate $1 million in sales of my XYZ product by December 31st of this year. So I generate, I create, I sell, I recruit, I develop, not I will, not I will try, not I would like, but I generate. I, and then the verb, present tense. Then I want you to take your three goals and put them on a piece of paper. I want you to type them up. I want you to put them in a nice big font. And I want you to read that paper aloud at least once every day. I want you to post it in your office so your employees can see it. Now, right now, I'm sitting at my desk. I'm looking at my wall. And I see my annual goals. I see my three big goals written in big font. Whenever one of my employees walks into my office, they see that. Whenever I walk into their office, I see their goals. We're all reciting our goals aloud at least every day. And while it seems hokey, and while I found this concept hokey at first, when you keep saying your goal, you keep cementing it in your mind. It keeps focusing you. It keeps driving you to achieve it. Another key tip, in addition to posting in a place that you see it every day, in addition to reading them aloud, is that I want you to visualize yourself achieving the goals and sit back and spend time looking at it. What does it mean? What is it going to look like when you generate that $1 million in sales of whatever product it is that you have as your goal? The more you think about, the more you visualize yourself achieving your goals, the more likely you are to achieve them. Now, that's what I want you to do for yourself in terms of writing down your goals, saying them aloud every day, and visualizing them. And for your employees, I want you to do something similar. Now, in this system here, I'm talking to you as a business owner, an entrepreneur, and also an individual that's looking to progress. And maybe you don't have employees, and maybe this is something that you can do with your superiors or your coworkers, or when you get employees in the future. So when I say for your employees, if you don't have employees now, it's something that you can do with your coworkers or with your employees in the future. All of your employees need to have goals that you agree with. Key point here is the goals of most employees are not congruent with what most business owners and managers think they should be. What I'm talking about here is if you have employees right now, I can guarantee you that if you walk around and say, what are your three biggest goals this year? Either your employees don't have goals, or those goals are different than what you think they should be. And if those goals are different, they are not congruent, then there's no way that you are going to be successful, that your organization is going to be successful. So what you need to do is to have your employees also write out their three biggest annual goals. Once again, we need to do the same things we talked about before We want to make sure that they are specific, have a time frame or deadline, and are aggressive, and are written down in the present tense. You need to meet with each of your employees and to ensure that you agree with them. You agree with those three goals, and or you need to work with them to modify them. Then your employees need to post those goals in a prominent place by their desks so that they see it every day, so that you see it, so that their coworkers see it, and they need to start saying it aloud. Key tip here is you can never, ever state your goals too much. Okay? You can never state them too much. I want you to imagine if everyone in your organization was referred to by their goals. So let's say there's a guy, Tom, who's in charge of generating leads. And rather than calling him Tom, you called him the guy who will generate 100 new sales leads per week. So you want to get Tom's attention? You say, hey, guy who's going to generate 100 new sales leads per week, do you know where the ruler is? Hey, guy who's going to generate 100 new sales leads per week, do you know where Bob is? If you consistently refer to Tom by his goal, by his number one goal, I will guarantee you that he starts to really internalize that goal and starts to think of himself as the person that, yes, he is going to generate 100 new sales leads per week, because that's what he hears constantly. That's what people see him as, the person who's in charge of doing that. So when you keep hearing, seeing, visualizing your goals, you're much more likely to achieve the goals. Now, I'm not saying that you need to do that and call somebody by that name, but I want you to understand that this process, just writing down your goals, saying them aloud, publicly showing them, will allow you, is the first absolutely critical step of achieving your goals. And peak productivity is about achieving goals. Okay? Amphetamines are something that's going to make you work two times faster. That's not what we want. That's not what this is about here. Okay? It's not about working two times faster. It's about working much, much smarter. And you need to set goals, because goals are what you're working toward. If you don't have the goal written down, it's the Yogi Berra, you know, if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. You need to understand what your goals are in order to get there.